Whether you're young or old, male or female, from Cape to Cairo, you just can't help yourself but love. You just can't help yourself but love. Radio Love.
That was Mood Swing, Mood to Swing. The track is called Can't Get Away. It is a beautiful Thursday. I did promise you, and as per usual, I do deliver. Born in Cape Town in the 60s with his Madlingo's roots epic in the Eastern Cape, he took liberty to trace everything and start his journey back to where his family was coming from. Multiple award-winning artist and philanthropist, and truly is a living legend and musical great. We are honored to have him to join us today as one of the biggest music contributors to the music culture in Mzansi. I mean, what was 90s or the early 2000s wedding without Sondela, Okum, Nakum, to name but a few absolute timeless classics to date. Babu Madlingozi.
what a wonderful intro. I'm like,
it's only fitting for a legend such as you. Thank you so much for taking this interview. Welcome to Radio Langa. Welcome to Lunchify with the Chris Olam team. So yes, Bob Martin was reflecting on the early days in your journey and the current shape of the music industry. Would you say the richness and honesty of crafting music has been preserved over and above being a career, or says for kase ekwenzeni imali kuphela?
Well, grew up in Cape Town, as you have, attested. And,
yes.
The only medium at that time with the outside world was written letters and telegrams.
Oh, yes.
Radio was very limited. You know, it was Radio Bantu, and, it was only available for black stations for each region. Like, if it's Radio Kosa, Radio Zulu, and all that. And most of the music that was allowed to be played, in those original stations would be the music that would be talking about nothing, actually,
Yes.
And artists like Abu Mama Miriam, Huma Seke, like Hapasim, Abu Jorodumasuka, they were very much blacklisted at that time. And their music, was more like blacklisted anyway. But the music has evolved, during the 80s, both black and white artists, rose up and stuff like, have their head, their voices to be heard. Bands like The Bad or Bright Blue by AK, Sakhil, the Genuine Kick Down, and also my hip hop as the Kick Down, like the Prophet of the City. So some of them like the bubblegum music, Abu Brenda, Pazu, Chico, Yvonne Chagataga, and then, but the music stuff like changing, from the 70s to a better sound, but anyway, we had the challenge that the engineers that were engineering our music at that time were quite people who never even cared about what we were singing about.
As long as it sounds good.
not even sounding good.
Yeah.
As long as they just do the engineering. But then that gave the black artists the impetus of writing music. With their own languages, and also having to say whatever they have to say. But the music has changed, after the pseudo freedom that we had in 1994, we got to be expanded into bigger terrain now, and we have to be, producing songs that will be heard all over the world. So our music changed, and the production got better. We have, today, the trap guys, or I don't know what you call them. Like, some of them, they call themselves
the new age.
The new age kind of thing. You see, but then, the music has changed, and they have, lasting, the production. I must say, beautiful. Also, Black Coffee Unite is also, hanging there with the people in school, man.
Yeah.
I'm loving the music, sure.
Yeah, and I also think Uguti Indaba, internet as well, also has a large influence in Jaba Ubali, Uguti, how far back music comes, and then internet wasn't there back in the day, so it must have had a large impact as well in terms of the quality of the music, and at the rate of how much music we have on a daily.
That's right. Definitely.
Yeah. And then in terms of carrying the music culture across generations, who are some of the musical greats that contributed to how you navigated your career or picked up stars from? I do understand, Uguti, you must have like a very large pool, but I'm sure, Uguti, there's like those few, like those three core artists back in the days, Uguti, okay, now we were so cool, as Wabu Ringo, you were like, I would like to emulate this great musician one day.
Man, I listened to Bob Marley, I listened to Peter Tosh, I listened to Marvin Gaye, I listened to Aretha Franklin, listened to Donny Hathaway, I listened to Mamoula Jambul, I listened to Huma Kengela, I listened to Miriam Makeba. They all built and shaped my music the way it is today.
And I must say, within the Bale Wonka Lama influences, nobody could have executed it better than you, because when you came out with your style, it's just timeless. Jaba si shuguti anga guye gu wedding inga dali sonde la ogum na gum. Leo wedding as he counti meli kale pants. Yeah, and then evolving from your bands Opeto and Gecko Moon to going solo with the Sondelani album, to more recent songs like Onkelukbuza. How have you managed consistency and authenticity in your storytelling? Because over time, certain artists they tend to like lose their identity. But Mawe, like every time, you've never disappointed us. How have you managed to maintain Leo consistency?
Well, I think with the talent is powerful. And even though sometimes I would be tempted to speak in English, just to put the message across.
Oh, yes.
But the challenge to speak in English, you know, as I saw it, it was like trying to sing to people, like English people, to listen to your songs. Meanwhile, it became futile sometimes because they don't even recognize me as a human anyway.
Yeah.
So they don't have it.
Yeah.
And, but then, you know, I think about, but I know the places I know, people I know, you know, I think about things that I know.
Yeah.
That I guess to be true to myself, it also helped me to stay afloat.
Yeah. And you sticking to ulum lwakini in always closer. If you have to translate certain feelings so that you can express them in English, I feel Uti, you kind of lose a bit of that impact in those feelings because it's now not like the original feeling. You had to like translate it to a certain language so that you can cater for a wider audience.
That's correct. Because I mean, if I speak to you, bro, I speak to you in your language.
Yes.
I speak to your heart. But then if I speak to you in the language that we're talking right now, I speak to your head.
Oh yes. Yeah. No nguzash. And then Baba, now turning to artists of the newer age, only Afropop, who do you feel has been or you know has been in a way learning from you? So what I'm saying, Uti, when you're listening to them, you kinda pick up certain bits of yourself, certain bits of your style, your cadence on those particular artists. I know I might be pushing you into a corner because you do have relationships with these a lot of these new age artists, but
I'm not afraid to say my mind.
Yeah.
look, Vusinova, who never hide the fact that you know he learned a lot from me, and I love him so much for that.
Yeah.
And also as an artist, you know, I just have that brotherly, you know, connection with him.
Yeah.
And most of the others who take my melodies and my content and my context within that.
Yeah.
But I understand that in that I can boy at the end. Okay. We grow like that.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I am an influence, you know, to most of these clips. But it's cool, man. That's how it is.
And I'm by Ash and Angolum Lassem Zin, which imitation is the ultimate form of flattery. Yeah. So we appreciate the adventurous nature of music. What genre, just spending over the years you've spent on the scene, what genre do you think you missed out on trying out so far? Like that one genre you were like, you know, maybe if I could tap in there and just give it that ring of feel, I can actually make it sound better, but you never really got around to getting to it, man.
Man, you know, as I said, bro, like I grew up in Cape Town and reggae, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you know, Makwem Khubade, the saxophone player.
Yes.
We are related. You see, so in his house, you know, the, you know, there were those you know, moments where we call where you play the music up until the morning,
yeah,
food and everything, and all that. So reggae was being played there all night, you know, at that time it was beautiful, you know,
yeah,
walk the streets and nothing bad. Anyway, so reggae, I grew up listening to it, and still I would love to do it.
Oh,
so yeah. I did touch it on when I formed Gecko Moon, but I didn't, you know, got into it like the way I wanted to, but I will do.
Yeah. So to the artists of the new age, Njabushilo, would you actually advise what we currently see most of the time, a sense of ukuhamba nabahambayo, or maybe just jumping on to a sound which is popular at any particular time? Would you advise that, or would you advise an artist to stick to their sound, even if it isn't the most popular at the time? Would you advise ukuthi nje just stick to what works for you, regardless of ukuthi idumile noma idumanga?
Well, unfortunately, younger cats love to make money through music, and they want to be famous.
Yeah.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Definitely nothing wrong with that, because when I first met Chris Blackwell, the producer of Bob Marley,
yeah,
you know, he asked me, he said, "Hey man, why are you singing in English?" I'm like, "Oh, well, I want to be famous. I want to be seeing myself on TV, blah, blah, blah." He said,
yeah,
"No, man, that is not what the music is all about. You know, sing about the places that you know, talk to your people,
yeah,
everything else will be." But I know one thing, man. I know one thing, bro, that if I do something based on love and affection,
yes,
and mixed passion,
yeah,
money, you know, comes flying in, man. There's no question about it.
It's landelela, you know. Yeah. And then just moving away from the music to your philanthropy and all the good that you do for the various parts of the country. There are countless homes that you lend your hand to, and just living out the unity and love esikuzo hlezi ucula ngayo. How have you managed during this pandemic, or how have those recipients of your kindness been keeping up since singasakhona ukwenza izinto ngendlela ejwayelekile due to the pandemic?
You know, I used to do the philanthropic you know, job life, I would say,
yeah,
through my pocket, and it drained me to a master.
Oh yes.
Because it was you know, my personal money. If I had support from the big retailers,
yeah,
I would have been able to to better reach
more
people in South Africa. You know, a lot of kids and a lot of adults are homeless and they are hungry.
Yes.
Know? And this pandemic, you know, has made things worse, you
yeah,
know, for people, and you know, we can't even go out and meet the people and do anything. So
yeah,
the challenge is always about you don't know who to trust. People can send email or can send whatever. Say, we need help. And if you don't meet people, you know, eye to eye,
yeah, you can't screen them or anything.
Being robbed,
yeah,
you know, being, so it becomes a problem. But you know, we wish that people just hang in there, being patient. Maybe things are gonna be all right very soon.
Yeah, most definitely. We can only remain hopeful and optimistic about the future.
Sure. Sure.
And then, Gebaba, just touching a bit on your life in politics, what exactly motivated that direction, and what social dynamics would you say are the ones you would like to change?
Look, man, the slowness of change,
yeah,
for our people, be it health, education, livelihood, dignity,
yes,
you know, made me to join the younger generation in their quest for the rapid change, you know, in the status quo of black people in South Africa.
Yeah.
And there was no any other platform for me to go in but to join the economic freedom fighters.
Yes.
Because the future belongs to the young, and the young should be our next president. And that's where I'm, you know, I'm looking at the challenges that we were facing. It's always been there, but it doesn't make sense that it can be more than 26 years that nothing,
yeah,
has been changed yet, and very few of people are seeing the change. So that's why I did what I did, and I'm glad that to be with the fearless younger people, the brave younger people,
yes.
The ones that are not afraid to challenge the status quo and speak truth to authority.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of young people, or even Nabantu baseMzansi in general, they do identify with what you're saying, which we are seeing decades just pass by. Slow city, Zulu, but isn't
right.
The slow one. And then, back to what you are known for best. Are there any projects in the pipeline that we can look out for, or maybe is there a single as Puma Matuzani?
I'm working on three more songs for the coming album before the year end, you know?
Yes, sir.
I'm toying with this title, where it was called, it could be called Yolanda.
Yeah.
But, this new song that I'm sure you got it, Nyam.
Yes, sir.
Did you get it?
I'll just check whether we have music compiler, but I'm sure we do have it on the system.
Oh, okay. The song is one of the tracks that I wrote in February, but you know, Prophecy took over, and because now it is definitely needed. Dumyama is very much relevant today now. Actually, that's what has been happening with my music that I wrote all the time. Because from the very first album, then, those songs are likely, to sound like they were written recently, because they deal with the people and challenges that are happening today.
Okay, yeah, and I was about to ask you, Uti, what inspired that song, but I'm glad you touched on that. So Baburingo, if we would like to connect with you on socials, just to keep up with you, Uti Wenzani, because you know Uti is your turn, and we still want some more music from you. You're not going to retire on us anytime soon.
No.
Yeah, so how do you find you on the socials? Go Insta, Tola Kanjani, or Twitter Kanjani?
No man, listen. It's at India Kodola on Twitter and also Instagram. At India Kodola, and one can also log in on www.madlingozi.co.za. That is my website. www.madlingozi.co.za, and you can log in there, and then you can follow the music icon.
Okay.
You can be able to go and buy the new songs there. They all appear in all these reliable, shops, I would say.
Yes.
The Deezer and Spotify, they're all listed there.
Okay.
I think the first thing one should be just download that Ringo app. It's a nice black and white with the Ringo logo. Ringo app, and when you have it, you can also have time to have a live streamline of whatever I'm doing.
Yeah.
Now these days we are living in a
technologically advanced.
So whatever shows that I have, if you have the app,
we're saying doing.
Go in there and streamline and check my shows.
Yeah.
And that's how it is, man. The website is www.
www.machingos.co.za. There's so much more I'd like to ask you, but I have in HR, no more now, I can't do that. Are you watching the time? But again, thank you so much for joining us today.
No more. Yeah.
And I would like to.
Thank you for your time, Abu. Thank you for the longer, thank you.
Thank you so much. And we do look forward to every single Yako to be premiered Lago Rido Langa. Moving forward.
I'm disappointed.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to talking to you soon, man.
Yes, sir.
Do take care. Yes, that was the legendary Ubaba Uringo Madlingozi, letting us know about impilo yakhe, politics and philanthropy. Yeah, I love his energy. Ukuthi over these years he hasn't lost a single bit of it. Yeah, super super dope interview. Thank you so much. Yes, kube nohlelo. It is Lunchify with the quiz wakamthembu. Next up we do have It was with what's with the attitude. Yes, do keep it locked in.
Whether you're young or old, male or female, from Cape to Cairo, you just can't help yourself but love. You just can't help yourself but love. Radio Love.